Clayton Williams, nicknamed T. We're on the 2100 block of Evanston Avenue. I've been around for a long, long, long time.
Tell me about your voice, why it sounds the way it sounds.
Yeah. When I was in the fire, it scorched my vocal cord.
This house fire that you survived, how long ago was that?
3 years ago. I can remember it. It's just like it happened yesterday. But now, electricity got cut off. I used to build a fire inside on a grill. And I would put charcoal in it to keep me warm and stuff. And so I guess it fell off when I was asleep, and what woke me up. I can't remember what woke me up, but it was flames. It was flames. I just couldn't get myself together. The only thing I was worried about was trying to get out, because I couldn't remember where the door was. It was just all flames. In Harbor City, burn unit. They took skin from my legs to cover my hands up. I know that I had my hands all bandaged up, and I never did know my face was scorched. And the first time that I saw myself in the mirror, I didn't realize it. And I felt so bad, but God pulled me through. Yeah.
So this is your home?
But it belongs to L.A. Yeah.
This is a van, Ford Freestar van, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long you been staying in here?
About a year or so.
So this van is in the lot of the auto repair shop here?
Yeah, auto service, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about how you worked it out with L.A. to be able to be in here.
Yeah, well, I can stay as long as I want, as long as nobody's stealing from.
So you...
Like a night watchman.
You're like a night watchman who happens to live here,
yeah.
In this van at night.
Yeah.
Tell me about how you stay warm in the winter in here.
Yeah. I see all these blankets, these quilts and stuff. Yeah. Keeps me warm. I got enough stuff to keep me warm.
And you've been in here for, you say, about a year, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were born to survive.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. The weight I had, as long as I'm 65 now, so I've been surviving for a mighty, mighty long time.